Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world, and welcome to this page two of Interop Radio's Hot Stage Diaries. I'm your host, Kurt Franklin, and we're here live from Hot Stage, the remarkable event most people never see, but everyone who attends Interop in Las Vegas depends upon, because it's here at Hot Stage that the network comes together. Now, I mentioned Interop Las Vegas. Interop Las Vegas Connecting the IT Community will take place from April 27th through May 1st, 2015, from the beautiful, glamorous Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go to www.interop.com for more information or to register. And if you do register, be sure to use promotional code RADIO for an amazing discount on your full conference package. Well, day two has gone pretty smoothly, though we've had the kind of excitement that you often have when you're in an environment that's still being built. Let me give you an example. I use a voice over IP package to connect to the studio here at Interop Radio, and we've had some issues with our wireless network here in the Hot Stage warehouse. Now, it was such an issue that we decided to change out the access points, and we were doing that just a few minutes ago. I had already dialed in when all of a sudden my connection went away. Some rapid engineering took place, and finally a wonderful, solid, high-speed wireless connection was established with 43 seconds left to spare before airtime. You know, most of the time, the engineers and architects here at InteropNet are like everyone else. They don't like to cut things that close. But the amazing thing is that we have a team of people who have worked together, and many of them have been here for quite a few interops. They've seen issues crop up. They've seen everything from power glitches to hacking attempts. And I've watched them not be fazed by that kind of stuff. It's truly amazing to watch. Now, I know that you enjoy listening to me talk, and believe me, I enjoy talking with you about InteropNet, but what's really exciting is when we get a chance to hear the folks who are here building InteropNet talk. I had a chance to sit down and interrupt a couple of those folks today, and throughout the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be bringing you interviews with these InteropNet staff folks throughout the InteropNet Hot Stage Diaries. Now, the first one is someone who is representative of a lot of our InteropNet crew because she works with one of the vendors that is an InteropNet partner. Now, you didn't hear a misstatement. I said she. You know, there's been a lot of talk in the media the past few months about women in IT. And I can tell you that we have a number of women who are critical to making InteropNet happen. And I had the pleasure of talking with one of those women today. Her name is Heather Williams, and she is with Ruckus. Ruckus is the wireless networking provider, partner for InteropNet. She was the one who was making the repairs that got me on the air. I had a chance to talk with her about what Ruckus is doing, what she's doing to make the wireless network happen, a little bit about her experience with the Hot Stage crew, and just one question. You'll I think, pick up pretty quickly on her answer about what it is to be a woman working on a crew like the one here at Hot Stage. So it's just a little short interview. I didn't want to interrupt her for very long. Here's Heather Williams of Ruckus talking to us about Hot Stage.
I'm Heather Williams, and I am an SE with Ruckus. I have the National North America Channel Partners. So we're providing the Wi-Fi, so the infrastructure for the Wi-Fi. We have our wireless controller, and then we have a number of access points, both Wave 1 and Wave 2 11AC access points that we'll be deploying. Well, as you can imagine, there's going to be a number of users, and everybody's going to have their devices. Wi-Fi is not only needs to be ubiquitous, but at an event like this, it's going to be at the forefront of it'll be the first thing people notice, whether it's working or not, both good and bad. So we have, in terms of just sheer numbers, we're going to be deploying probably about 70 access points. So one of the challenges with Wi-Fi is making sure that you're integrated into your wired network correctly. So we've got to make sure that everything upstream is talking to everything downstream. So right now I'm just doing the sort of boring logistics. We need to make sure that you know what access points we have and that we've got everything labeled. We know exactly which switch ports we're going to put them in. So we've got that, and then I'll do the configuration for the controller, and after that it just sort of works like magic. It rolls out. We'll double check everything. So then all it is just a forklift ship over to Las Vegas. These guys are really awesome. It is really nice. And one of the advantages in being in the job that I have is that everybody's smart. It really pushes you to bring your A game every day. And but what I was more surprised about, well, maybe not surprised, but pleased about was just how really friendly everyone is. Everybody, there's no egos here. Everybody's just here to get things done. And I swear everybody has, in their background, something like me. They at least at one point in their life were the stage manager or the prop manager in their theater department, because that's a skill set that really comes in handy for something this big. Actually, I'd say I have a huge advantage because there's never a line at the bathroom. Well, I booked myself for through Thursday, so I'll be here at least on site for a total of 4 days. I'm still shoehorning my day job in between that, you know, evenings and mornings. But I think that's going to give us that'll give us everything that we need. And I sort of like to book a little extra just in case. Oh, now you're trying to jinx things. So far, I'm going to have to turn around and knock on wood, but we're humming along quite nicely. I haven't run into any problems, and thank you for putting that little bear in the back of my head.
Not that our engineers are superstitious in the slightest, but like a lot of the networks were able to take care of it. You know, that's one of the risks that comes from where testing is going on. Not sure. And that's why we stay to make sure that the network, all the buzzwords that happen, not only in wireless networking, but in all of the aspects of networking, including things now, Heather is one kind of volunteer we have. She's with one of the partner companies, but we have other companies to get personally and professionally out of.
My name is Chris Wopat. I work for WISCNET in the state of Wisconsin. We are the research and education network for the state of Wisconsin. We provide internet to cities, libraries, K-12, et cetera, and I'm a network engineer there.
Yeah, I got a
little bit of everything, I guess. Labor, wiring, network configuration, server configuration, DNS, whatever's needed. Sure. This is my second year as a team lead. I also was an ITM for 2 years, so this is my fourth year overall with Interop. First time that I came in earlier on hot stage to get the network really kind of going. It has been going pretty smoothly. We've worked on getting the routing up to get the hot stage IP addresses, or excuse me, the show IP addresses publicly routable. It's going well. I think we're making good progress for my second day here. I came in on the 21st, and I'll be leaving on the 28th, so a Saturday through a Saturday, so the rest of this week. The team is the best part. The team is a bunch of good people that are all here to work hard and have fun, and I love everybody. Everybody's great. My name is Chris Wopat. I work for WISCNET in the state of Wisconsin. We are the research and education network for the state of Wisconsin. We provide internet to cities, libraries, K-12, et cetera, and I'm a network engineer there.
Yeah, I got a
little bit of everything, I guess. Labor, wiring, network configuration, server configuration, DNS, whatever's needed. Sure. This is my second year as a team lead. I also was an ITM for 2 years, so this is my fourth year overall with Interop. First time that I came in earlier on hot stage to get the network really kind of going. It has been going pretty smoothly. We've worked on getting the routing up to get the hot stage IP addresses, or excuse me, the show IP addresses publicly routable. It's going well. I think we're making good progress for my second day here. I came in on the 21st, and I'll be leaving on the 28th, so a Saturday through a Saturday, so the rest of this week. The team is the best part. The team is a bunch of good people that are all here to work hard and have fun, and I love everybody. Everybody's great.